News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Phase 4 of the government's roadmap to reopen the entire country will not begin now on Monday the 10th of August, with the country's pubs not serving food, going to stay shut, and with indoor gatherings still capped at a maximum capacity of 50. For more on this, we're joined on the line by the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly. My thanks to you, Minister, for taking the time this morning. Pora Cribben, who is the CEO of the Vintners Federation, spoke to Kieran here on News Talk Breakfast earlier, and he said the government has been accused of being paralysed by fear, Minister, when it comes to making a decision about the reopening of the pubs. Is it fair to say the government has abandoned the pubs?
Good morning, Andrea. The focus is on keeping the people of Ireland safe. The focus is on suppressing the virus, on getting the schools open and protecting the economy. And what the government did yesterday was follow the public health advice. I met the Chief Medical Officer directly after the NPHET meeting. And the message conveyed to me and to government was that NPHET were unanimous and unambiguous on the fact that we are very finely balanced at the moment, and that reopening pubs or increasing large gatherings or other measures, which in other countries we have seen increase the rate of the virus, could have very, very serious consequences in Ireland. So to put it into context, the virus is spreading internationally. 14 of the 15 countries on the green list have seen serious increases just in the last 2 weeks. The five-day average here, we were down to less than 10 new cases a day. That's now more than 50 new cases a day. The 14-day cumulative cases per 100,000, this is a key measure for NPHET and for the WHO, we were down at 2.5 cases per 100,000. That's gone up to 8. So 2 weeks ago, we had 120 new cases. Last week, we had 284, so okay, Nearly 2.5 times more.
But so you know where they're coming from, Minister, because you know that they've been identified as clusters within really certain areas. So they're quite identifiable. It's not that it's over 200 individual community transmission cases.
It's both. So what we have is we have 8 significant clusters, 4 in factories involving food processing, 4 in direct provision. We have numerous smaller clusters around the country as well. And we have an increase in what they call community transmission. So these are the cases where people pick up the disease, but it's unknown where they got it from.
Okay. So why not look then at the idea of the localised reopening of some individual premises and give them stricter closing time, strict guidelines in a similar way as you did to the gastropubs or the restaurants just 3-4 weeks ago? Why not look at that localised?
But the short answer is because the public health advice is to not do that. The reason the public health advice is saying that is a few things. First of all, the community transmission cases are happening all over the country. So it's not that they're all in Dublin or they're all in Galway or they're all in any place. They're happening all over the country. They're happening in rural Ireland. The second reason is the international evidence strongly shows that when pubs are reopened, in spite of everybody's best efforts and best intentions, it does lead to an increase in cases.
Okay, I just have to interrupt you there, Minister, if you don't mind, because I heard the Executive Director of the World Health Organization, Mike Ryan, only less than about a day and a half ago or yesterday morning, and he said, now he's the Executive Director of the WHO, he said that Ireland may need to consider reopening pubs on a county-by-county basis depending on the virus threat levels. So he made that suggestion, and I also heard Luke O'Neill, who's one of the leading immunologists from Trinity College, speaking on the Packenny show yesterday, saying there's a case for rural pubs to be allowed to reopen for Monday.
And certainly in the future, regional restrictions and relaxing regional restrictions is something that we will be looking at. What Mike Ryan said, I listened to him, and here's exactly what he said, Andrea. He said poorly ventilated, crowd, when he was asked about pubs, poorly ventilated, crowded places where people may reduce their social distancing, let their guard down. He goes on to say crowded gatherings, things where particularly younger people gather in large numbers, where social distancing is compromised, as we have seen in other countries, this can spark epidemics. So he said that as well. But ultimately, the government takes its public health advice from the Chief Medical Officer and from NPHET, and their advice is unambiguous on this.
Okay, I want to just ask you finally on this issue in relation to financial supports. I know several ministers are looking into this. Will you hold off on the reduction of the pandemic unemployment payment if the Stage 4 measures are further delayed again at the end of this month?
Well, first of all, there is the biggest package of social protection and job stimulus in the history of the country is in place right now. So for the pubs, the VAT rate has been reduced. The pandemic unemployment payment has been extended until April. There are restart grants. There's a commercial rates waiver. There are micro enterprise loans. And on top of that, the two finance ministers have been tasked with looking at more. But Andrea, can I make the following point? There's been a lot of talk this morning about the pubs. And I understand their frustration and anger, and the government understands it. But the focus is not on whether or not we reopen pubs. The focus is on protecting the country and suppressing the virus.
Oh, absolutely.
And sorry, just on this. The pubs are just one of a suite of measures which were announced yesterday.
Yeah, and
it's important we keep that in mind.
Can I ask you too about the, well, not just weddings, but the outdoor and the indoor large gatherings? Because there had been some hope, particularly for people who are getting married this summer, that the numbers might go back up to 100 in the indoor premises, where people can socially distance if the premises is big enough. What's your message to them this morning?
Well, the message from NPHET is that we have to delay that, and we have to delay it because they believe that we are potentially at a tipping point. They've said the situation is very finely balanced. So there will be people who are very disappointed today. There will be sports organisations who are very disappointed. There'll be people who've been planning their weddings or communions or big parties. And nothing has been done lightly. I would much prefer to be talking to you this morning and saying we're proceeding with phase four. The virus is low and falling. But unfortunately, the virus is rising, and the public health advice is that we have to pause these things. I think ultimately, while there will be disappointment this morning, Andrea, the vast majority of people, I believe, want to see a cautious approach that keeps the virus suppressed. I would suggest everybody wants to see this. People have been through much. More than 1,700 people have lost their lives. More than 26,000 people have contracted this vicious virus. We have to do everything we can. We're in this together. Okay. We need to approach it in a way that is informed by public health advice, and that is what we're doing.
I want to ask you about Tony O'Brien, the former Director General of the HSE, who we spoke to here on News Talk Breakfast just before 8 this morning. He said that face masks should be mandatory for students in secondary schools. Is that something the government is going to consider now in the next few weeks?
NPHET are waiting for a report from ECDC, the European Centre for Disease Protection and Control. That's coming out this week. So at the moment, the current NPHET advice to the Department of Education is that face masks are not required for any students in primary or secondary. There is emerging evidence that younger children are far less contagious and far less susceptible than older children. So NPHET is waiting to see what the ECDC says. They may come back and they may recommend in secondary schools, for example, or over a particular age, that face masks should be worn.
So that advice is likely to change then?
We don't know. We're waiting to see, and NPHET is waiting to see what the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control says.
That'll be something we'll keep a close eye on. Can I just ask you finally, Minister? Phase four, as I mentioned, due to the restrictions due to be lifted there, obviously this coming Monday, August 10th. Now a review. I understand on the 31st of August. How hopeful or confident are you? And talking to the people who are to get married, the sports clubs, the pub owners, all of these people here this morning, how confident are you that we aren't going to be having this very same conversation now here in the show in 3 weeks' time?
We're in a dynamic situation. We don't know what conversation we're going to have in 3 weeks. Hand on heart, Andrea, had you and I been talking 3-4 weeks ago, I would have said the virus appears, the trajectory of the virus appears to be on track for reopening on the 10th of August. We're having a different conversation today because we have seen these clusters. We have seen an increase in community transmission. As I was saying, the so-called green list of these 15 countries, it's quite sobering when you look at the increases just in the last 2 weeks from these countries. Finland, which has been held up as a paragon of doing the right things, they've seen a 75% increase in just 2 weeks. Norway is up more than 60%. So unfortunately, this virus is so contagious and it thrives in crowded places and social interaction. We don't know in the public health officials. We don't know. It's a dynamic situation, which is why we are reviewing the situation on an ongoing basis.
And that's going to leave a lot of people. I think your final words there this morning. happening, you know, are really concerned and in limbo about what's going to happen over the next 3 weeks. But we'll have to leave it there for the moment. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, my thanks to you for joining us here on Newstalk Breakfast this morning.
I know pubs matter to people, but by God, I was looking forward to going to watch a senior hurling league match this weekend between the Borough and Ballycallan. Not meant to be, not much of a sacrifice, I suppose, to miss that game and watch it online in the grand scheme of things.